Alright, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the internet. TalkZone.com.
If that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
Welcome back to The Race Report. Thanks for joining us. Steve Parker here along with Sam Adwell talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. finally breaking that 76 race victory drought, getting the win in the LifeLock 400 at Michigan. We've heard from Jr. We've heard from his car owner about Jr. getting the win and how proud he is of this race team and how solid they have been all season long. Rick Hendrick talked about something else. It's always a big deal. You want to win in Michigan in the manufacturer's backyard. It is quite a feather in your cap to get that win in Michigan. Here's Rick Hendrick.
It's a lot of pressure, and we always try to run good here, and it's been a dry spell for GM and Chevrolet. So I know they're excited. They were here this morning, and we were working with them and trying to get us a little help in the Bush area with the Nationwide area with some motor, so anyway, it's real special for all employees. A lot of folks in those stands are GM employees, Ford employees, and so everybody wants bragging rights here. So they're a big sponsor, and they've been here a long time, so it's really good to do it here.
Isn't it funny how Bush is probably getting as much mention now, paying absolutely nothing, as they did when they were paying millions of dollars to be the sponsor of what is now the Nationwide Series? Because for some reason, and Rick Hendrick slipped up there, and you and I have both done it.
I do it constantly.
I have had a much, much tougher time with that than anything, with going from Winston Cup to Nextel Cup and then to Sprint Cup after just a couple of years. That's actually seemed to go pretty well. But
I still say
Busch Series when I'm talking about
and
that.
And it's going to be worse next year because the Truck Series will have a new sponsor.
That one's going to be tough, too. Because, I mean,
that's all it's been ever since the beginning.
As long as the Truck Series has been there, it's been the Craftsman Truck Series. Craftsman pulling out as a sponsor, title sponsor after this year. Still don't know who's going to take that over, but it'll still get called the Craftsman Truck Series more often than not, probably for a year or two, just like we still say Busch Series.
Why don't you sponsor them? Then it could be the Steve Parker Truck Series.
I still would call it the Craftsman Truck Series if I did that. Matt Kenseth finished third in the LifeLock 400 at Michigan, a track he's done well on, won before, and of course Roush Racing, now Roush Fenway Racing, has a pretty strong history at Michigan. They had won there several times. Carl Edwards won this race a year ago. Matt Kenseth, as we mentioned, 6 weeks ago, sat 20th in points, coming off three straight finishes of 38th or worse. But now he's working on a streak of five straight top seven finishes, a couple of those top fives, including his third-place run at Michigan. And he talks about his day.
Ours was good. Our car was pretty decent all day. I mean, I felt like we were a little off, but our speed was really good all day. Thought it was a really fun race. I thought there was a lot of exciting three- and four-wide racing, and track was real challenging today, so I thought that was a good time. But we just kind of got beat on the pit deal again. We had an official in front of our car, and we did too. That cost us two spots leaving the pits, and that really hurt us. And then we had a little miscue on our two tires stop, and that hurt us a little bit too. So just didn't quite work out. There's a lot of different strategies, and some guys can make it then, some couldn't, and we're just not exactly the right place to capitalize on it.
They were not in the right place to capitalize on it there at the end, but still a top five run, so another good points day for Matt Kenseth, and has pulled to within 12 points of the top 12, now in 14th place. So he's climbed six places in the standings in the last 6 weeks, and we say five straight top seven finishes. So that'll get her done for you, and Matt Kenseth certainly getting it turned around with his new crew chief, Chip Bolin. We talked early on in the season that maybe that was a little bit of the problem, as that team tried to get, as they tried to get used to each other, Matt and Chip, after Matt, of course, being with Robbie Reiser for so many years. And looks like things are coming together for the 17 team.
I would say so. And it's, like you said, we've seen him do this before. And, Matt Kenseth doesn't get a whole lot of press, and he's kind of... He flies under the radar a lot, but this guy is talking
solid.
About consistency.
Just
this
solid.
Is Mr. Consistency.
He's very much, he reminds me very much of Mark Martin, kind of his mentor at Roush
mm-hmm.
Racing. Mark Martin, not a real flamboyant guy, to say the least. it's kind of painful to listen to Mark Martin in an interview sometimes, because Mark just doesn't seem like he's having a whole lot of fun. And he'll even say, I ain't out here to have fun. I'm out here to win. And Mark is very all business. Matt Kenseth, maybe not quite to that extreme. People that know him well, which of course we don't, but say that he's got a great sense of humor, just very dry and again, kind of very understated. But Matt Kenseth just is. He's just solid week after week after week. And again, that consistent consistency is what you're looking for, and Matt Kenseth definitely does that. I have something in my eye, and don't say my finger because I know that. But sorry if I seem a little distracted there. Mentioned earlier about Dale Earnhardt Jr. pulling ahead of the pace car under yellow as he was trying to extend his fuel, and he would shut the car off, pull ahead of the pace car, get a little momentum, and then coast back behind it. And we've seen this before. We'll talk about this a little bit more, but listen to what Matt Kenseth said about that. He was a little bit curious about how Junior was able to get away with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with going down an apron. That's what everybody's got to do to save fuel. The problem was is that, and I didn't think you could pass a pace car, but you know the leader would stand in the gas and go 10 car lengths out of the pace car and shut the motor off and then coast back and not maintain a cautious pace and then take off again and took off the apron. So it was just real confusing. I mean, I thought you kind of had to stay closed up. But if I was in their position, obviously I'd be doing the same thing, you know, trying to make it to the end on fuel. But I remember when Greg wasn't going fast enough across the line at Kansas, everybody complained that he wasn't, you know, maintaining pace and he wasn't the winner and blah, blah, blah. Well, here you had somebody passing a pace car by 10 car lengths and then 10 car lengths behind him and back and forth. So I was just trying to figure out what it is. I mean, if it's okay to do that, that's good to know. I just didn't know that you could ever pass the pace car.
I remember a few years ago, I don't remember the exact race, and I think it was in his championship year of 99 or right about then, Dale Jarrett doing the exact same thing, trying to save fuel late in the race under caution, and he was running down on the flat. He pulled ahead of the pace car, did exactly the same thing Dale Earnhardt Jr. did, and they didn't do anything to Dale Jarrett either.
What is so amazing is when these guys complain or whine about something another driver does, they know that if the situation were reversed and they were in that position, they would do the exact same thing, which is just go drive the car and shut up.
There you go. Well,
which is pretty much what NASCAR said to those guys this week.
Junior,
we talk about that.
Junior summed it up after the race. I get the trophy. I get the points. That's all that matters. Stick around. More coming up when we come back on the Race Report.